Hey guys, this is Rich Garcia. This is Craigslist Personals. Started this podcast back in 2014. I had an idea about back when Craigslist was still there. sorry, you can probably hear my kid in the background. He's on some iPad app, not learning and shit. It's called Kidopia. It's like $5 a month, but there's tools and stuff to help them learn. It's actually kind of cool. I have no affiliation with them. It's just a cool app from one dad who thinks it's cool. Anyway, I started this app back in 2014. And basically all I did was search Craigslist back when it was still in its glory. And I used to look for the weird ones, the ones with bad grammar, the ones who typed as if they had an accent. And you can actually look for it. It's it's on the... I have no access to it. I forgot all the passwords and shit. But it's Rich Garcia. You can just type in Rich Garcia, or it's Craigslist Personals from all around the world. But this one's just called Craigslist Personals, so we can look at misconnections and all the other stuff that's still kind of there, but it's not kind of there. anyway, God, it's been hot. I live in Southern California and it has been hot. And I do air conditioning as my day gig. And it has been hell. 60 hours a week for the past 2 or 3 weeks. I mean, the money's great, but I don't get to see my kid. And I don't get to see the fiance, you know? Might have start up a Craigslist personal out of myself and search for people who have a fucked up work schedule. Anyway, since Craigslist isn't around, I just Googled like funny Craigslist posts, and the first one that popped up is from Chicago, and the title's "You Gave Birth at the Olive Garden." Yeah, it says, "You gave birth at the Olive Garden." It's like, hey, what the fuck? Do you think she's going to look at Craigslist post-birth? She's not going to look at Craigslist. She's going to be too busy, trust me, number one. Okay? And she's not going to have any time to search for Craigslist to see If you thought that she thought you were attractive, and she's like, oh, I hope that guy who didn't ask for my number because he's too much of a pussy, he's going to post on Craigslist. Hopefully I get his name and his number. But no, it's not going to work out that way. Anyway, you gave birth at the Olive Garden. And the fucking post is just ridiculous. It says, you're... amniotic fluids burned my retina as I helped with the forceps. You told me it was just pee, but I knew it was your fluids and I loved it. Get at me soon. I mean, get at me soon? And your amniotic fluids burned my retina? What? You didn't even spell amniotic right. You spelled it E-M-N-I-O-T-I-C. Good? Good effort. I'll give you that. But as I helped with the forceps. So did this dude actually... did he like... your amniotic fluids burned my retina as I helped with the forceps. You told me it was just pee, but I knew it was your fluids and I loved it. Okay, this post is... going like 50 different directions, and I have no idea what's going on. Let's go to the next one. You know, okay. This one's pretty good. It's a man seeking woman. I'm looking for a lady to go to Red Lobster with me. Sounds innocent. I mean, just a lonely guy. You know, he just wants to find somebody to go have dinner with. Understandable. Been there, done that. Never posted on Craigslist about it. Might have posted on Facebook, but never posted on Craigslist. Like, I get it. Some people are into that whole stranger thing. Like, oh, let's just totally meet this random person and get to know them. It's the human experience. No, it's not. The human experience is actually going out and communicating with somebody there. You don't find them, get to know them a little bit, and then meet them. That's defeats the whole purpose. Anyway, the post says, "Hi there." It's got an exclamation point. "Hi there!" Exclamation point. "I'm a vaguely normal dude who was looking for a woman to go and eat one, parentheses one, meal with me at Red Lobster in the tri-state region. You can choose the location." So what, are there multiple Red Lobsters in the tri-state region? Oh. Okay. All right. It says, "I'll even come to Connecticut or New Jersey." Another exclamation point. "I'll even come to Connecticut or New Jersey!" Exclamation point. That's how I think they say it. It's stupid when people put exclamation points because it means that's an exclamation. Gotta exclaim it. Kind of like when you declare bankruptcy. It's a declaration. You can't just say, "Oh yeah, I filed for bankruptcy." You kind of gotta scream it. "I filed for bankruptcy!" Gotta let the world know. That's exclamation point. Anyway, it says, "I know what you're thinking. It's probably something like, quote, 'This idiot is trying to use fresh seafood, delicious cheddar biscuits, and exotic frozen cocktails as an inroads to bone me.'" No, who does? Do people do that? Do people actually do that? "This idiot is trying to use fresh seafood." Okay, number one, it's not fresh. Okay, it's a big-ass chain restaurant. Red Lobster is the furthest thing from fresh. Okay, fresh is when you get it out of the water and you cut it at your house, okay? It's not frozen for 3 weeks, shipped via big rig, and then delivered and put back in the freezer, and then, oh, it's time to cook up the salmon. No, it's not fresh, number one. Delicious cheddar biscuits, I'll give them that. All right, their cheddar biscuits are pretty fucking good. But you know what the take-home ones you get at the Vons or Ralph's, the grocery store? The frozen, I think they're in the frozen food section. They actually sell Red Lobster cheddar biscuits. You got the dough and all that stuff. You can make them at home. Not the same. It's just not the same. And exotic frozen cocktails. Red Lobster does not have exotic frozen cocktails. First. Okay? First of all, there are no exotic frozen cocktails. All right, who the fuck says, "as an inroads to bone me"? Who speaks like that? Anyway. It says, "not true, exclamation point. Not true! I would never use Nosh from the nation's best seafood restaurant chain as a tactic to get in your knickers." Okay. Knickers. The fuck is this guy from? The 40s? Yeah, Shane got the knickers here. Yeah, take off your knickers. Have some exotic frozen beverage. Yeah, Shane. No. I wouldn't bait you like that. Parentheses, get it? Bait? Because you use bait to catch fish and other edible seafaring creatures? See what I did there? He spelled C. S-E-A. See what I did there. Question mark, exclamation point. See what I did there? That's wow. Okay, so the fact that this guy had to reiterate that he didn't, that he's not there to, as an inroads to bone somebody, means he's in the inroads to bone. He wants to bone. Okay? He wants to bone with exotic frozen cocktails. No. No, Mansi, get out of here. No way. No way. God, these fucking people. Like, see, I don't know if... Like, this one's from Austin, Texas. And I don't know if these fucking people are joking or if these are, like, real people. Okay? Because this one says, sub looking for fart dom. Sub looking for fart dom. For those of you that don't know these words, sub means submissive. So it's a submissive person. I'm assuming it's a guy. Yep, man for woman. Submissive man looking for fart dom. So fart dom would be fart, like, dominant. So he's looking for a dominant woman who farts. Okay? Problems with this title. Problems with what you want there. Okay, buddy from Austin, Texas. Lots of problems. I don't know of anybody, any person that can fart on command. Okay? I don't. I can't fart on command. Can you? Can you sub? Are you able just to upset your stomach and pass gas on command? Can you flatulate quickly? Huh? Can you break wind in an instant? I didn't think so. Submissive looking for fetish dom. If real, please reply using the word dom-me. Okay, so dom-me was spelled D-O-M-M-E. Fart fetish domination, so must be gassy. Okay. See? Okay, so he's making sure that in order to do this, the woman already has to have irritable bowel syndrome or an upset fucking stomach. So, like, lactose intolerant? Here, drink some of this milk. You know? Oh, here, eat some fucking Taco Bell. I'm very open-minded. You don't have to say that, okay? Things that don't need to be said for you, guy from Austin, Texas, is I'm very open-minded. If you're looking for this type of thing, obviously you're open-minded. Clearly. Goes without saying. Needless to say. Okay? Don't need to say it. I'm very open-minded and would love to help any woman looking for a sub/human chair for their butt/farts. Are there women looking for human chairs for their butt? Are there? I don't know of any women. Never met a woman who had any sort of weird fetish like this where they said, oh yeah, I always wanted to have a guy to be my human chair for my butt for when I fart. No. 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 There's attributes on here, okay? Body, athletic. Height, 6'2", 187 centimeters. Status, single. No shit. No fucking shit, you're single. Okay? You're not going to find some chick into this kind of thing. Ever. And if you do, it better make the fucking news. Better make the Guinness Books of World Records. First guy to find woman who enjoys him being a human chair for her butt/farts. Better see it. Better fucking see it. Oh my god. Okay. This one's good. It's from Malibu. I'm going to assume California. Title is, it's a woman for man, W4M. Woman for man. And, title is, Come Fuck My Robot. Come Fuck My Robot. Hi, I am an engineer who has built an AI with a vagina. I need someone to come fuck my robot and let me watch. Why do you need to watch it? Is it for science? If it's for science, you should put for science. I can't fuck it because I'm like its dad. Why aren't you like its mom? Why aren't you like its mother? You made it. Takes two to make-o. You know? Can't just make a baby out of nowhere. You need a mom and a dad. Okay? Thanks. It's at the end of it. Thanks. But that, like, I don't even know. Good grammar, though. Very good grammar. Oh. Okay. This one's actually from 2012. And I like it. Says, married sugar daddy seeks deregulated fun. Clearly it's the government who uses deregulated. Married sugar daddy seeks deregulated fun. Get out of here. Handsome 65-year-old executive type seeks submissive country with strong moral values to lay back and let me take charge. Maybe you tried something wild recently and it didn't work out. Let me punish you and make you be a nice country again. Am married, but my wife very interested in seeing me do this. Don't worry, she won't get involved or give you advice on what to do with your career or what to eat. Must be cool with my friends from work. Most of the time you won't even know they're there, but they'll want to have their way with you as well. Okay, so it's a gangbang. Fucking bukkake. I know that if you are compliant, they will give you plenty of roses. Now, roses is code for money. Why? Because you can get a dozen roses, right? But the way roses is spelled in here, it's R-O dollar sign E dollar sign. So basically, you'll get paid if you do this. So you're fucking hooker. Okay? Fucking lady of the night. Skank a lot of puss. All right? They'll give you plenty of roses that will trickle down. So they're going to make it rain with roses. Okay? There are plenty of benefits to those willing to meet the work requirement. Please respond with pick. Your pick will get mine. But I'm only willing to release those picks down to my nostrils. You also have to get a job because I am not going to help someone who doesn't already have one. So he wants to pay them for their services, okay, with him and his buddies in his office. And talking about not helping someone. So this is a help? This is a charity? Is the slut a lot of puss? The skank a lot of puss? Is she a 501c3? Nonprofit organization? Is she that? I don't think so, buddy from Boston. Jesus. I don't know. Pretty good back in the day, but the fact that it's not here anymore, it's upsetting. I used to just watch it, like watch all these, and every single day just to look at them to see what people were doing. Oh, look at this one. But before that, I gotta tell you something. All right, this one. Oh, I think I'm gonna end the first episode in 2 years. 2 years. I'm going to end the first episode on this one. Okay? Jesus Christ. The fucking title. It's a man for woman. And the title says, "We met at your bukkake party." Okay? I'm not going to make you guys Google bukkake because it's ridiculous. Bukkake is when there's a group of guys, usually in a circle around a girl, or she's like on like a table looking like a fucking Thanksgiving turkey, you know, just there waiting to get basted. Okay, you picking up what I'm putting down? Catching what I'm throwing? All right. Waiting for dudes to fucking jizz on her. That's what she's waiting for. And that's a bukkake when multiple dudes are jerking off and they all finish on her. Doesn't matter if it's on her face, it's not a money shot. The whole scene or the whole video of the bukkake is just a non-stop money shot. Okay? Non-stop money shot. That's all it is. Okay? We met at your bukkake party. Okay? I was the fourth guy in line. Tall, blonde hair, big schlong. I ejaculated in your hair and, unfortunately, in your right eye. I know you chased me out of your party screaming bloody murder when I did that, but it was an accident. My orgasm was explosive and I was blowing a lot of penis snout out of my dick. And who can control where the scum goes at that point? Can I buy you dinner and earn your forgiveness? Okay, what the fuck? We met at your bukkake party. I ejaculated in your hair and, unfortunately, in your right eye. I was blowing a lot of penis snot out of my dick, and who can control where the scum goes at that point? You. You control where the scum goes. Okay? Is your dick in a tube attached to your body and it can't move, or can you aim? Can you control where your piss goes? You can? Then guess what, dude? You can control where your scum ends up. Okay? You can figure out where you fucking want to finish. You can jizz where you want. You can aim. Your hand can move, right? Are you an amputee? Are you paraplegic up there? Do you have no control over your body? Then you can aim. All right, you can aim. You just wanted to be a dick and an asshole. And that's all there is to it. Okay? Can I buy you dinner and earn your forgiveness? What do you think? You think she's going to say yes? Do you think she's actually going to look on Craigslist? You know, she probably, what you guys probably all found this bukkake party on Craigslist. Because I've seen that. They've actually posted like glory hole parties and bukkake parties and other shit like that on Craigslist. Okay? But you got to pay. I've never been to one. Wait, I lie. I have been to a party like that. I've been to an orgy party. I used to do, I still do. I do executive protection. And, true story. I was guarding personal 24-hour protection for this celebrity. I will not name names, so don't even ask. And he's like, all right, let's go. We're going to this party in Hollywood Hills. And I'm like, okay, cool, let's go. So put my gun on, put my suit on, and away we go. I drop him off at the front door, and I'm like, all right, I'll walk you to the front door, and I'll park the car. So he doesn't like his car valet. He's very particular when it comes to that. So nobody else can drive his car unless you're his bodyguard or him or his wife. And so I drop him off, walk him to the door, check him in. You know, there's a fucking list, and there's like three, it's like a club, but is that a house? When I say it's like a club, and there's like three bouncers at the door and like all around, guys with fucking walkie-talkies looking for cops and shit like that. So I park the car, go up there. Yeah, I'm so-and-so's bodyguard, this and that. And I go, okay, yeah, I remember you. So I go in, and it fucking stunk. The smell of, there must have been 50 people in there, and there were three people that had clothes on. I was one of them, inside. Okay? And there's only one bathroom. It's like an older Hollywood Hills house. Like, yeah, another celebrity lived there, but it was like an older, like, unrenovated Hollywood Hills house from like the 50s or 60s, and there was one fucking bathroom, two bedrooms, one bath, but it was a huge house, like a lot of living room space, a lot of kitchen space, one bathroom. Oh, there was an outside bathroom though at the pool, but I didn't want to go out there. And to get to the bathroom, okay, it's not like in the hallway like in a normal house. It's It was in the room. So I had to walk past the bed. And the smell of just, there, I think there were 7 or 8 people in there, all naked. Were their bodies good? No. All had dad bod. They're all fucking overweight. Look pre-diabetic. The chicks there, trailer trash. They look like, if you Googled trailer trash women, that's what they look like. None of them are even remotely attractive. And like, you think about, oh, orgy, like, oh, fuck. Like, you picture all these porn videos. No, it wasn't like that. That's not how it is. Trust me. It's not how it is. So I had to walk past all these people, like, fucking. They were just fucking. Taking turns. Condoms? No. No condoms. No protection of any kind. And I had to go find my client. Right? The guy I was protecting. So after the bathroom, I had to walk past all those people fucking again. And it's humid in there because of all the body heat. Everybody's naked fucking. Everybody's sweating. All these just different fluids just getting soaked in the bed. Just multiple. It was fucking gross. And you walk into the front room. And it's around Christmas time. So the big ass Christmas tree. I had to walk past the Christmas tree. People fucking on the floor by the presents. By the fucking fireplace. It was just gross. And so I found my client. I was like, hey, you gonna join in? Or did you want to get going? Like, what did you want to do? He's like, oh, no. We're going to join in for sure. Me and my wife, we're going to join in. Yeah. And our friends. Because he had like two girls with him. They weren't even hot. His wife's hot, but the girls that he was with weren't. But, yeah, it was just fucking gross. Like, I always envision, like, orgies as, like, a bunch of hot people having sex, but no. It's not like that at all. But, anyway, I gotta get my kid to sleep. It is way past his bedtime, and he is tired. And, yeah, until next time. You guys have a good time. And if you ever find anything that you think that would make it on the podcast, you think I would like, that I would actually post, look for the most cringy, grimy, like, most insane shit you can find and send it to rich.garciapodcast@gmail.com. And if I like it, I'll read it. If you want to remain anonymous, let me know. Or I can say your like first name. Like, this is from Bill from Pennsylvania. And I'll post it either way. But yeah, like, subscribe, comment, all that regular shit that all these other people say. Tell your friends, tell your grandma. I don't know. I just do this for fun. But, yeah. Till next time, guys. Have a good night. Or good day. Or good day at work. Whatever. Just be good. Be good people. Find the humor in everything. People are funny. Walk down the street, look. You can find something funny about anybody. And just say it to yourself. You know, everybody walks around with earpods in, or fucking earphones in, might just think you're on the phone. Not a crazy person laughing at themselves. At themselves, you know? Just be good people. Find humor in stuff. That's what I'm doing. I'm finding humor in this shit because there's desperate people out there looking for this, and it's fucking gold. So yeah, have a good one, guys.